This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the point being raised is there is a connection between all human beings. Then there is another connection if the person happens to be in the same circle as you. And how many circles are there? There are so many circles. Sometimes they are in the same family as you. So disbelievers, but they are in your family. Allah says there is a double connection. Why? One is that of human being. Two, they are related to you. Does it mean I'm a Muslim, they are not Muslim, I need to just say astaghfirullah every time I see them? No. If that was the case, we would become so pious because there are so many non-Muslims on earth, we would be saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah all our lives. But in reality, your family, if there is someone in your family who is not a Muslim, your duty is to treat them with utmost respect. Your duty is to behave in a way that they can feel that what you are upon is actually the truth. Yes, it happens so many times. People interact with Muslims here in the Jawa. So many years and centuries ago, they say there were some business people who came with beautiful interactions and honest, upright business dealings. Am I right? Yes. What happened? People started to turn, hey, these guys, I want to be with them. I want to be from you. I love it. This is amazing. You guys are straightforward. You guys don't drink. You don't do any bad. You don't do this. You don't do that. You are kind. You are generous. You help everyone and so on. Subhanallah, they turn to Allah because of you and your actions. So if there is someone in your family who's not a Muslim, your actions need to be even more exemplary. Your parents, if they're not Muslim, they are your parents. No matter what, you will be kind to them. You will honor them. That's how you connect with Allah, because you connect with human beings. You connect by serving those around you. You serve them. Don't be selfish. Shaitan is selfish. Subhanallah. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam received revelation, the first words, what was the first word? Iqara. Read. He said, Ma ana biqari. I'm not a reader. Anyway, after that episode, after the initial interaction with Jibril, the angel, he came down to go to see who? Who did he want to meet first? Come on, say the name. Don't be shy. Bole, bole. Yes, what was her name? Khadija. Khadija bint Khuwailid, his wife. He came down, Zammiluni, give me a nice tight hug, right? Cover me, envelop me, zammiluni. And what did she, what happened, what happened? He explained what happened. She said, Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abadan. There is no chance, I swear by Allah, there is no chance that Allah will let you down. You know why? You are a good man. Subhanallah, you are a good man. Why am I saying this? You and I need to be good men. One is when we go to wife, say, hug me. She say, what for? Right? Cover me. What for? I have a problem. You are my biggest problem. That's what happens. It's true. Because the way we read our lives is far from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here is the greatest of all, the one we follow, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He comes down and says, Zammiluni, when he explains what happened. She said, Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abadan. No way. Allah will never let you down. You are a man. You honor the guest. You fulfill your relations. You look after the neighbors. You are upright. You, and she rattled out so many good qualities of the man. How many good qualities do you and I have? Can't we do better? Inshallah we can.